Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
We now set out on our own road of surrender by meeting surrender in the person of Jesus. We are told that it was the Spirit who drove him out into the wilderness. It all sounds very ominous, especially when we read the rest of the Gospel about temptations and wild beasts. Yet St. Anthony the Great, who likewise encountered the wilderness, calls the Spirit the friend of the heart who teaches us how to heal the wounds of the soul. The poet, W.H. Auden, added, "In the desert of the heart, let the healing fountain start." This friend of the heart drove Jesus right into the very core of our human experience, the desert of doubt, hunger, thirst, and loneliness, where demons known and unknown roam about our consciousness, endeavouring to convince us of the most awful of lies. Lies such as God not loving us, that our anguishes of whatever kind, self-inflicted or otherwise, are of no interest to him, and he has left us to deal with life on our own because we're so bad, so sinful, so negligent, and so clearly unworthy of his attention. This all amounts to a fairly succinct description of hell, and in some way, we can all therefore say we have known hell. Yet we need not stay there, and the clue to this can be found in the initial Lenten Gospel. Here, covering himself in us, Jesus began the work given to him by the Father, namely the healing of our wounds. He starts by taking on the lies presented to him and tackles them with Scripture. Victorious against the devil, Jesus then leaves us with a wonderful truth. When we know hell, we can also meet him. Perhaps you have heard of St. Josephine Bakhita. She was 10 when slave traders abducted her in Sudan. In a terror, she forgot her own name, so they called her Bakhita, which means fortunate one. From one cruel owner to another, she was tortured, covered in tattoos and scars, had designs cut into her, and then salt rubbed in the wounds. Death was infinitely preferable. Then in 1882, an Italian purchased her, took her to Italy, and gave her to a kind colleague, Augusto Michelli. Accompanying Augusto's daughter to the school run by the Canossian sisters, Bakhita began to discover the source of Augusto's kindness. And so her discovery of God took off in earnest. She became a Catholic, a free woman, and a Canossian sister. Of her past, she could say, "If I were to meet the slave traders, even those who tortured me, I would kneel and kiss their hands." Because of them, she claimed, she had found the God who went to hell with her. This is the God who invites us this Lent to surrender ourselves to him.